This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
He's in town Friday night, and I will be there.
Is that sold out?
You know, I don't know. He's playing at the Midland by Arvis Bank. And I was reminded that it was just a little over a year ago that he was playing the Record Bar downtown. This kid has taken off. Steven Sanchez will be at the Midland on Friday night. Maya and I are going.
If you want to go, it appears that there are still plenty of tickets available.
Ooh,
as low as $39, or if you want to be up front, it's going to be $205.
He is so good.
I paid $205 to be up front.
I don't know what we paid. Dan, we're going to call you out.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we decided the three of us were talking while you were doing your newscast.
I saw that out of the corner of my eye.
A couple of weeks ago, there was another storm that was approaching or something or other, and you mentioned some never...
Atrophy Delta?
Yeah, some place that nobody had ever heard of.
Was it a Delta that had atrophied?
And we called you out on it. And then just now during the news, you were talking about Hurricane Helene.
Yes.
And that it was going to make landfall at Alligator Point. We looked Alligator Point up behind your back. Mm-hmm.
It's not a hidden thing.
No, it pretty much is. It's got a population of 447 people, Dan. It doesn't even have a Casey's General Store nor a stoplight.
There's so many people that they didn't even run a census in 2020. Mm-hmm. It's just right south there of the Ogloconee Bay, by the way. That's kind of hard to say.
Ogloconee Bay,
right near the town of Panacea. Right on the edge of the Apalachee Bay.
Okay.
Don't forget Bald's Point.
It's a few miles south of Tallahassee.
Casey's General Store.
You know, and just...
Wait, no, it's not big enough for that.
Just right across the way, if you were to get into a boat, you could go to Dog Island.
What about the city of Sopcho?
Around Dog.
Dog Island.
This is all right next to the Apalachicola, National Forest.
Got it.
Just south of Medart.
Do you do this because... You want us to, like, look it up?
Well, I do it for two reasons. One, I love maps. And two, it confuses the heck out of you.
Why don't you just say it's going to make landfall just south of Tallahassee?
I mean, it's going to make landfall just east of Tate's Hell.
Mm-hmm. That's right, near Hillardville.
Hell Wildlife Management Area.
And Wakula Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the Ekafina River.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we talk about scam stories from time to time. You guys, this is so sad, but also one of those that we need to file under. Oh, honey, come on.
What happened?
Brad Pitt's representatives are speaking out after someone impersonating Brad started scamming women out of approximately $350,000.
Oh, my God.
Because Brad Pitt needs $350,000, honey. Hold, please. Brad Pitt's rep is setting the record straight today on the actor's social media presence, which doesn't exist, after police arrested five people allegedly impersonating him online. It is awful that scammers take advantage of fans' strong connection with celebrities, Pitt's publicist told Us Weekly in a statement today. And it is an important reminder not to respond to unsolicited online outreach from people like Brad Pitt. especially, he says, from actors who have no social media presence. The Oscar winner, 60, looks like 40, does not have any official social media profiles on Instagram, X, or any of the platforms. Authorities confirmed on Monday, September 23rd, they arrested five individuals in connection to a fraud and money laundering charge after they allegedly posed as Brad Pitt, scamming two women out of more than $350,000.
Mr. Finn Cannon, it's a pleasure to meet you. I hope you and Ugly here find every happiness together.
That is him in Legends of the Fall.
It's a great movie.
Kill me now. I love that movie. The statement goes on to say that basically what happened is what you think. Someone contacted these women through an online fan page dedicated to Brad Pitt and posed as the actor. They went on to then exchange DMs and emails with their victims who, quote, thought they were corresponding with Brad Pitt. The imposters, quote, managed to make these women believe they had become so close to the well-known American actor that they believed that they had a romantic relationship with him.
Okay.
Lonely is lonely.
Well, maybe you deserve to lose your money.
Once the scammers got close to the women on social media, they started asking for money. One of them asked for $168,000. One of them asked for $195,000.
A fool and their money are easily parted.
Do you recall a year ago there was an area woman that
Here,
this happened to?
She lost $100,000.
In Leavenworth because the scammers were posing as country star Neil McCoy.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt is worth an estimated $400 million.
Scott, oh, honey.
Why would Brad Pitt need your
money? To thank you for being on his official fan page.
How old were the women that were scammed?
It doesn't say. But think about it. These scammers go on any huge stars. Here's the deal. You're better off going with a D-list celebrity where it might, under some small percentage of chance, you might get connected with a... Name your D-list celebrity. I mean, it's got to be 10,000 rungs below Brad Pitt. Where it would be more believable than Brad Pitt.
Scott Baio.
Okay, yeah. Give me like a Scott Baio, where maybe he'd reach out and be like, hey, you know, I haven't had a job in 43 years. I appreciate...
I'm Chachi.
I appreciate you hanging in there on my fan page.
Did these people give this person the money?
Yes!
Then they're dumb.
Well, Scott.
Here's the crazy thing. If somebody asks you for money, don't give it to them.
Right.
Well, I mean. But do you see what I'm saying? Like, Sam, I sort of see where in the McCoy case, he was saying, I'm stuck with my band in, and then they Googled where the band was. Oh, yeah, Oklahoma City. Ooh, and I saw you went to my show 3 weeks ago in Iowa, because they can find that on Facebook because you posted it. But Brad Pitt?
No.
Honey, he's not emailing you, and he doesn't need $164,000. He wakes up every morning and craps money out of that gorgeous derriere.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Simmer down.
And many times...
And it's getting warm in here, man.
They will not admit when faced with the facts that they've been scammed.
It wouldn't happen to me. Brad told me he loved me.
How do people fall for this,
Scott?
Stuff?
I don't know. At the level of stardom of a Brad Pitt, I don't. There's no explanation for this. But you start going down several rungs on the Hollywood ladder. I mean, like all the way down to like the one guy that played the one guy the one time in NYPD Blue. I can see where someone would fall for that.
Wait, is this true? From the text line, the lady also showed up at the airport multiple times to pick him up for a, quote, romantic weekend.
Oh, my God. No, honey.
And what, he just missed his flight?
Yeah.
There's always an excuse.
You know, she was like, will you wear that dusty old cowboy hat like Tristan did?
Well, I couldn't afford it. Can you send me $5,000 to get the flight?
I'm telling you, there is no scene in the history of cinema like the scene where that man rides up on that horse.
I'm flying from Singapore.
You mean at the end?
Oh, no. Well, the beginning, the end, the middle. There's a stable encounter with her.
I remember.
Holy hell. Movie. It is a great movie. The best line in the history of movies. I have goosebumps thinking about it. is when his brother says, you cannot make her happy. And Brad Pitt says, gonna try. And there's a pause. And Aidan Quinn says, you will fail.
And she's then, a beautiful woman.
Then everyone dies.
Yeah. You just ruined the plot.
I hate to run it for you. Everyone dies.
Good God.
What was the
good
name guys, of the woman in the Legends of the Fall?
Oh,
she
my God.
Is
Elizabeth,
gorgeous.
Orman.
Elizabeth Orman?
Orman. What's Orman's first name? She's one of the most stunning women I've ever seen. Hoy. Oh, to believe. Orman. Why do I feel like it's not Elizabeth?
It's not because.
Julia Orman.
Thank you. Julia
that
Orman.
That Elizabeth Orman is not good looking.
Julia
well, we
Orman.
All age. Scott.
No, she's absolutely stunning. Yeah.
She is.
This movie came out in what, the early 90s?
You know, there's a book. It was based off a book.
I think 94.
94.
That is one of those movies like Jaws or like Something's Gotta Give, where if it comes on or I'm flipping around and it's on, I go, well, there's Tristan. There's Dana's next 2 hours.
Julia's been eating a couple of burgers.
Oh my gosh, Scott!
Well, she has. Look right there.
And Isabel, too, is played by Karina Lombard.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Dana, the look on your face just solidified what Scott was saying.
I mean, when that woman gets shot, I'm telling you, if you guys have not seen Legends of the Fall, I forced my children to watch it. I forced them.
It's a quality movie.
It's very
Why
good.
Why does this feel inappropriate?
It's a good not. Story. It's Anthony Hopkins, for God's sakes.
The story of a father and his...
Don't
three
talk
sons.
At me like I don't know war, three
sons,
boy.
Three
World
sons
War One.
Who all mate with the same woman.
Well, back then, that's what you did. Well, when the spoils of war take your children.
You just moved to the next brother?
Yes.
There weren't that many people. There aren't that many people now in Montana.
It was honestly, Scott, it was very common when one went off to war.
Kind of trashy, don't you think?
No, it was very... And then the winter comes, and you're stuck there, and there's Tristan, and I mean, who wouldn't?
And a woman has needs. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, my name's Scott, here on KMBZ. A story here from Fox 4... Kind of find this hard to believe, but here it is. There is a giant mural of Casey Superman in Westport, but the iconic local figure, whose real name is Michael Wheeler, says he's been banned for life from the shopping, business, and entertainment district.
What?
The evangelist served 2 days of a 4-day jail sentence that was reduced earlier this month. 5 charges stemmed from trespassing incidents in the Westport CID, where Wheeler was cited in 2022 and 2023. But now Wheeler, 73, is facing 2 new charges, filed September 12th as he was preparing to be released from incarceration the next day. The Westport Business League says it doesn't restrict religious expression, but Wheeler says his trouble started when he traded his cape for a cross.
Wait a minute. Can you ban someone from an entire entertainment district?
No, I find this hard to believe, quite frankly. Now,
Sam, you have seen him. Well, we've all seen him around town. He's like I told you earlier. He's like the I Love My Dylans guy in Lawrence. Every town has its kind of notable characters around town, if you will. Characters.
And Westport has been made into a CID, which does it say what it stands for?
No, I don't know what it means.
It's something district.
Yeah.
Which means they most certainly can ban him from the entire area.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Those streets are public property.
No, that's public property, Sam.
So are those sidewalks.
They are until they put up the barricades at night.
Well, that's fine, but I mean...
But they're allowed to do that because they made it a CID.
But wait, why is he banned? Because he's spreading the word of Jesus wearing a Superman costume?
Yes, because he was preaching and they did not appreciate it.
You have seen him around town. What does he do?
He just runs around with a football that says Jesus on it. Wears a Superman costume, red cape and all. He's got a big white beard.
Wait.
And he, if you ask, will talk to you about Jesus. He doesn't approach people.
He's football Jesus.
Yeah, he doesn't approach people. Now, I mean, I guess he does approach people in the sense of like he'll run up to them and throw them the football. But then they'll be like, hey, what are you doing? So and he's like,
I'm here to talk about your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
I don't know what he says. But yeah, they did not appreciate that. They told him to leave, and he returned the following day, and so on and so on, over and over again, until they decided to trespass him.
Under what authority do they have the right to ask him to leave?
Whatever this CID
is. Somebody says it stands for Central Industrial District. I have no idea.
Dan says Commercial Improvement District.
Okay, that sounds more like
it. But that's a tax thing, by the way, which also goes back to public funding. You can certainly ban someone from your business.
Of course.
Like, we do not want you coming in here anymore without shoes on or being disruptive or, you know, repeated bad customer behavior. That's fine. You can ban those people.
I mean, if you start too many fights in the streets in Westport, you will be banned from Westport when they check your ID at security.
Then how come homeless people or beggars were allowed on the plaza for so long asking people for money? That's an entertainment district.
But it's not a specific CID, though. They don't shut it down. They don't hire security to maintain the entire area.
Now, wait a minute.
I think the CID.
The plaza is different because, if I'm not mistaken, and this was from a story I did years and years ago when I was still a reporter, and unless it's changed, the plaza minus the streets is public or is private property. The sidewalks of the plaza are private property.
I'm telling you, is he disruptive, would you say, Sam?
No. Like I said, he'll just run up, throw you a football. You can throw the football back. You can say, oh my gosh, you're super cool, man. Can we take a picture? And he'll say, peanut butter jelly jam, put it up on Instagram. And then he'll run away.
Okay.
He's super cool. I love the guy.
But peanut butter jelly man, put it up on Instagram.
And I'm wondering, you know, I'm not saying, you know, this man of the cloth is lying. But I don't even understand how Westport could legally ban somebody from being on that property. Now, again, to your point about Friday and Saturday nights, we're talking about, you know, it is an entertainment district. They're limiting the number of people who can come in. They're limiting the age at which you can come in. And I'm fine with that.
He's not a protester. He's not even really a preacher. He's just a character. He's a character.
Now, he will talk to you about Jesus if you say, hey, why'd you just throw me a football that says Jesus on it? They didn't appreciate it.
He needs attention.
Okay. I'm not denying that.
Says somebody who's on the radio.
Forget Westport. Don't even make this about Westport. Could you say, make this about the plaza or Zona Rosa or, I don't know.
They wouldn't have the authority.
He's not doing anything illegal. Being annoying or a nuisance is not necessarily illegal.
That is correct. Yeah, you're right. We should get him on the show. I have no idea how to get in touch with him.
I'll see if I can find him.
Okay.
Remember the woman out in front of the mall in Washington, D.C., who pitched a tent and stayed there like 28 years, and she was, what was she protesting?
Vietnam?
No. It was something like clean water systems for, I don't even know what it was. Littering. There were all of these characters over the years that literally pitch a tent and just
on the mall,
hang out on the mall in Washington, D.C. to protest climate change, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Are they a nuisance? I would argue they're more of a nuisance than Superman Jesus guy who just pops over to Westport every once in a while.
Are you legally allowed to just put a tent up on public property?
I would say you're less allowed once a tent's involved than he is if he's just popping in and out.
Go try to put a tent on the corner of Pennsylvania in the Westport district and see how long you last before security comes over, picks up your tent, and throws you out of the district.
And there was that homeless encampment in Westport for about 2 weeks.
Earlier
this year.
That's what I'm saying. That's way, to me, more of a nuisance for businesses than Superman Jesus is.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
So Casey Superman, if you've seen him, you know him. His real name is Michael Wheeler. He's an evangelist, 73 years old, says he has been banned for life from Westport. Okay. I didn't know we were able to ban people from public property.
Where do I start? I'd like to ban people who shoot people near the plaza.
Good luck.
I mean, I just feel like we have bigger problems than Superman Jesus guy. Now, if he's bursting into restaurants and being a nuisance, and then that crosses into different territory.
But that's something the businesses would take up.
Yeah, if he's just being a character locally on the streets of Kansas City, like that's my Dylan's guy or Tan Man.
But if you have enough people that are offended by the fact that he's carrying a football that bears the name Jesus.
Okay.
Well, that's on them, not on him.
You know what?
But then they would complain, and then the businesses would respond to those complaints.
Then I'm offended by anyone standing on a corner holding a sign politically with which I disagree. And I won't get into which signs. But that offends me then. That, to me, is a nuisance. Ban those people.
Well, but they have every right to do that.
Just how does he not have every right to do what he's doing?
That's my argument. Westport is public property, minus the businesses, which of course are private property, but the sidewalks and the streets are public property.
That is a great question. Could the Westboro Baptist Church stand on the corner of Pennsylvania and...
Yes.
Yes. Because that is politically protected speech.
And I would defend their
speech,
right.
You've got to defend the right to do it.
Absolutely.
That is politically protected hate speech. Then you have a problem. I don't know why his speech isn't protected, religious in nature or not, the way that hate speech with certain awful human beings is.
You know, it's funny, and we'll get to the calls here in just a moment. Ryan and Joni and everybody else, hang tight just a second. 913-586-7798. It's funny you mentioned Westboro Baptist Church. Sarah came over Monday morning, and we had pancakes, and we were talking, and somehow the Westboro Baptist Church came up. And, I mean, let's be honest, they're the devil. But when was the last time you ever heard their name mentioned? I mean...
Oh, it's been years.
Yeah, and
outside of the one who escaped and got away and changed her thinking, thank God.
Right, and wrote a book.
Yeah, that's it.
You never hear about them anymore, ever since Fred died.
Yeah.
And he's burning in hell right now, I hope.
Well, I've seen them many times since then, especially outside of the T-Mobile Center.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ryan in KCK. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, you cuckoo birds. How are you?
We're doing well, man. Thank you.
Long before he was the KC Superman, he was Preacher Man. And I would open up my window at the intersection of 7th and Ann or 7th and Barnett, whatever it was, right next to the 7th Street Casino and the courthouse and KCK. And I first got to meet him because... as they thought he was a problem, they might book him into jail every once in a while. He would still preach under the door. He's harmless. He's a great guy. I have several pictures with him. And then you guys just turned the page as far as living in Topeka. I used to live up there as well. And the Fred Phelps family, yeah, that's amazing as well.
Yeah, there's something else, I'll tell you that. Hey, do appreciate the call, Ryan. Thank you for it. Joni in Kansas City. Joni, hi.
Hey, Parks. Do you remember Cheeseburger Jerry?
Yes.
That outside of Barnes & Noble?
Yes.
You remember him, Dana?
He was a little aggressive, funny.
He was a little aggressive. He said, what was his line, his famous line that he would say?
I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a cheeseburger today.
That's right.
It's a ripoff of a line from Popeye.
Yep. I will gladly pay you.
Well, he filed a suit against the city.
Yeah.
Huh. About to allow him, even though the plaza is private property, and the way that the panhandle law is written now is Jerry's law. As long as you're not aggressive and approaching people, you can say whatever you want, even on private property there in the plaza. And with the CID in Westport, yes, that is still city property, but because it's an entertainment district, if you look up the guidelines for the entertainment district, Power and Light, Westport, Zona Rosa, they have a different set of ordinances, and they that you can be banned from the property.
All right. Joni, thank you. Thank you so much for it. I just think it's because no one's challenged it. I'm going to be honest.
That's exactly right.
No one's challenged it. And the people that are getting in trouble or getting arrested or getting kicked out probably don't have the standing, the money, the wherewithal to challenge it.
A CID is granted on a 20-year basis. It is treated as a separate legal entity to be governed by the shareholders within that CID.
Then give the public property to them. Make them private enterprises, because
but that doesn't work, because then you would have to control the traffic lights and the sewer underneath it and the sidewalks.
You don't get to rewrite the rules for certain entertainment districts in the city just because you don't like certain people accessing that property.
But what if they are a true nuisance and they're going in to cause fights? And
then that's a crime. Laws for that.
That's a crime. That's disturbing the peace.
Duh.
All right, can we just switch gears for a minute? I have a question. If you could, you know, based on the fun things you want to do in your life, if you could, how long would you extend your life? Or would you extend your life?
Well, not if I have to be old for it, no. I mean, can I extend it like the way I feel right now?
Sort of.
I don't know how long it's going to go already.
I don't want to live a day past 87.
That's a very oddly specific number. Sam?
I mean, I used to want to live to be like 150, but at 27, I don't know, 50 sounds nice.
I think you'll be okay, buddy. I think you're going to be just fine.
I want you to look up this word because it's a buzzword. It's been in the news lately, and the New York Times had a great article on it this week.
Is it alligator point?
It is rapamycin, R-A-P-A-M-Y-C-I-N.
It's in the stack.
Anti-aging enthusiasts, yes, there's a conference. Anti-aging enthusiasts are now taking a pill to extend their lives. Will it work? So rapamycin, this is off-label, of course, is a drug that is normally used, Scott, to, it's like an immunosuppressive. But off-label users believe it can do so much more than that.
It regulates cell growth and metabolism.
And in mice, it did seem to have an effect with respect to aging. But is this just another buzzword? And if you thought you could take this with little to no side effects to you to extend your life, would you do it?
So long as I'm not a burden on the people around me, yes. Of course I would. Who wouldn't? Rapamycin is a naturally occurring compound primarily used to prevent organ rejection in transplant patients. It is also considered a promising anti-aging drug among longevity seekers. Rapamycin is trending on social media, where biohackers like Dr. Peeta Attia and Brian Johnson tout it as the gold standard for people seeking to live a longer, healthier life.
They have a podcast, by the way, social media stuff. They have millions of followers, and they swear the drug can extend the lifespan of mice by over 20%. How do you know that?
It says here.
You don't.
This story says the mice lived 12% longer than those who didn't take it.
I've got some swampland over in Texas that you can buy. There is swampland in Texas.
They believe that. Here are some of the mild benefits.
Okay.
Alleviation of aches and pains.
Mm-hmm.
Some users claim they have regrown darker hair years after going gray.
Yeah, it's called Just for Men.
That dye works wonders.
But while users are optimistic at the evidence that rapamycin can increase longevity, the research in humans versus animals is thin and long-term side effects are uncertain. In fact, in the few studies in which rapamycin has been compared to a placebo, tangible benefits in humans were hard to come by.
Yeah, this sounds like snake oil.
Yeah, if this was so great, why is it not FDA approved?
Well, that could take 15 years for something we know that works.
This reminds me of that horse tranquilizer we were supposed to take during COVID.
I never took it.
And when do you start growing extra arms?
Or a third eye?
I've already got one of those.
After studies in mice came studies in worms and flies and more mice, almost all studies showing that rapamycin extended lifespan in yeast, worms, fruit flies, and mice. So then people thought, and I understand this, well, if it worked for mice, why can't it work for Scott and Dana?
Okay. Why don't I get you a bottle of rapamycin?
I've got a crazy idea that is proven to work if you want to live longer.
Mm-hmm. Work out, eat
healthier. Exercise, and eat healthy.
Preliminary data presented earlier this year at the American Aging Association annual meeting suggests, I bet that's a roaring good time.
What's the name of it?
The American Aging Association annual meeting.
Man.
In our latest studies.
Wow.
Suggested that rapamycin also works in closer cousins to humans, like marmosets. Marmosets given the drug showed roughly a 10% increase in lifespan. How do you know those marmosets wouldn't have lived that long anyway?
You don't.
You can't have a control group, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. within one marmoset.
I've already said it. I'll say it again. Two words. Snake oil.
Yeah. Fools and their money are easily parted.
Yep.
Scientists think rapamycin increases lifespan in animals and maybe people too by inhibiting the MTOR complex, a fundamental biological pathway that is involved in many aspects of cellular health.
And metabolism.
Okay.
Have you guys not seen all of the sci-fi movies about them finding the cure for cancer and that cure for cancer literally being the cause of a zombie apocalypse? I don't know if I want to risk it.
Stop talking.
Okay.
Zombie apocalypse, really?
Here's what I think it is in people, honestly. I think it's the placebo effect. I think you're taking it, and so you're thinking, do I feel better? Well, I think I feel better. Maybe I'll go on a walk tonight. Ooh, then you go on a walk, and guess what? You feel better.
But then you
go to bed earlier, and I'm doing this now. I'm going to bed earlier.
I don't even know who you are.
I'm getting up at 5 a.m., 6 a.m.
Cooking
I
breakfast.
I feel better than I have ever felt in my entire life. I'm cooking at home. I had a smoothie this morning.
Walked a half mile the other day?
I don't even know who I am. I'm running into pickleball nets. And if I was taking a pill that you said, hey, take this, this is going to make you feel better, you're going to live longer. I think in your mind, you just, one thing leads to another that leads to another, and you start thinking, I kind of feel better.
You will your brain into thinking yes. You're feeling better. And yes, that's the placebo effect of it all. But with that said, how do you counter that with the benefits, the longevity that's acquired by the mice or the flies, which... What?
Have a 7-minute lifespan anyway.
Yeah. I think flies literally live for 2 weeks. And I wish they lived a lot less.
How long have we been chasing the anti-aging pill?
Well,
since the beginning of time.
Well, yes. And don't forget, I can't remember the explorer's name, who came from Spain and landed in Florida looking for the Fountain of Youth.
Well, that's in Eureka Springs.
That's a strip club.
Let's go to break.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Oh, we barely got to know you. Coca-Cola is discontinuing its newest permanent flavor a little more than 7 months after putting it on the market. The beverage giant said today that Coca-Cola Spiced is being phased
disgusting.
Out and replaced with a new flavor that will be introduced next year. I didn't even have the urge to try Coca-Cola Spiced.
I'm so glad you're sitting down because something else has happened in my life that you're not going to
believe. Did you cut out Diet Coke?
No.
Oh.
No.
I was about to give you the biggest high five.
It is even more shocking. You're not going to believe it.
You drank water.
No, what? No, I didn't do that.
Oh.
Hell hath not frozen over yet.
I switched over to Diet Pepsi.
What?
I have not had a Diet Pepsi.
You have a Coke right there.
Well, that's because we don't have the choice here. I just got this a couple days ago here. Look in my fridge at home, stocked with Diet Pepsi.
Why?
Just one day, I had one, and I was like, you know what? That ain't too bad.
Pepsi sucks, and Diet Pepsi sucks even more.
I'm telling you, I've made the switch. I need to be in one of those commercials.
Where was one when one had a Diet Pepsi recently where we decided to make the switch?
If I'm in a restaurant, follow me here, my standard is always, hey, can I have a Diet Coke?
Pepsi okay?
Yeah, and if Pepsi, Diet Pepsi's, I'll go, yeah, Diet Pepsi's fine. I was at home, had a Diet Pepsi out of the can, cold. I was like, you know what? That's not too bad. I went and I Instacarted 2 days ago, bought my very first case. It's in the fridge. I'm telling you,
Scott,
it's good.
So you're the one who buys Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, I'm the one. I'm in.
No one likes Pepsi more than Coke.
Did the shopper text you and say,
are you
sure?
I know, because the Instacart's like, you never bought this before. Are you sure this was not a mistake? Nope, I'm in. I've switched.
When do you think we're going to stop drinking soda?
It's not good for you.
As
we
Americans?
Talk about the trends of things.
No, you. We're talking about you.
Well, I mean,
not happening. There's nothing better in the morning, even if it's hot, than a can of Diet Pepsi. It's not my favorite thing to do in the
morning.
That
is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
You say.
Do your bones not ache?
No. Well, when I fly into a pickleball net, they do. But outside of that, I feel pretty damn good for 50, Sam.
I don't think
you drink a warm Diet Pepsi?
If you handed it to me right now, I would drink it.
Do you poop your intestines?
No.
That's disgusting.
I'm telling
Only
you.
On Wednesdays.
Sorry you think
a
so.
A warm Diet Pepsi?
Oh, it's good.
I don't even like a cold Pepsi.
I'm telling you. I've changed my whole life. I'm just turning everything around.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
Eating some peanuts right now.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.